U.S. and Mexican investigators are looking into the murder of an American Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent. He was killed in northern Mexico by suspected drug traffickers. A second agent was wounded in the agency known as ICE. Some agents are accusing ICE of failing to protect them on both sides of the border. Here's NPR's John Burnett.
Special Agent Jaime Zapata was one of 30 ICE agents posted in Mexico. On Tuesday, he and Special Agent Victor Avila were driving a big blue armored Chevy Suburban with diplomatic plates from San Luis Potosi to Mexico City. Texas Congressman Michael McCall, who was briefed by ICE, says the pair had stopped for lunch. When they left the restaurant, the gunman followed them and ran them off the road. When the agents identified themselves, the cartel members opened fire. Mexico forbids U.S. law enforcement from carrying weapons in its territory. The facts of the case raise questions. Why were federal agents driving a marked vehicle in an area with a known drug mafia presence who had a standing threat to kill U.S. officers? Fred Burton, with the global intelligence firm Stratfor, is former deputy chief of diplomatic security for the U.S. State Department. He used to investigate these kinds of incidents.
So I would be asking questions regarding why they were in such a high-profile car. What intelligence was known about that route 24 hours ahead of time? Where was the failure point?
Retired ICE Deputy Director Alonso Peña, who has experience in Mexico, said in an interview that all embassy personnel drive the same armored SUVs and that the safety of agents is paramount. An ICE official speaking on background added there were no embassy travel restrictions on the section of highway where the agents were attacked, and there were precautions taken to keep them out of cartel country. But this and another incident have left ICE agents shaken and wondering if the law enforcement agency they work for is adequately protecting them in an increasingly violent criminal environment. That's according to Chris Crane, an active-duty ICE agent and president of the National ICE Council, which represents 7,000 agents and employees.
There is a significant problem that our officers and our agents are outgunned, that we're not handling this situation on either side of the border appropriately.
The Mexico shooting closely follows an incident that happened in San Antonio on January 13th. According to the police report obtained by NPR, masked gunmen burst into an ICE agent's apartment. They held his fiancée at gunpoint, molested her, and when they realized the agent was not there, they left. The agent's job is to interview illegal immigrants in jail and decide if they're deportable. The local ICE office declined to discuss the incident. ICE moved the agent and his fiancée to another residence and sent out an email warning to federal immigration agents in the Laredo-San Antonio region, but only after pressure from the union, says union president Chris Crane.
I was outraged. We had to get in and call headquarters that night and say, hey, you know, this guy needs a protective detail immediately. He needs to be relocated immediately. I mean, ICE doesn't even have a policy in place to address situations like this.
ICE agents have complained for some time, because of the sensitivity of immigration policy, that the agency treats them as pseudo-cops. For instance, ICE agents contend they're not allowed to have tasers, and the policies on use of handcuffs, batons, and pepper spray are overly restrictive. Last June, local union presidents nationwide cast a vote of no confidence against ICE Director John Morton and Assistant Director Phyllis Coven. The union leader said the recent incidents in Mexico and San Antonio have deepened agents' concern about the agency's management and the growing climate of violence in which they work. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.